This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor. Clear my throat there. That's so professional. The AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, and it's Monday, so we are going to kick it off today. He's the host of Self Defense Gun Stories, a part of the ensemble cast at Polite Society Podcast, a writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog, featured writer at Ammo Land and at ClashDaily.com, and whoever else reprints him. Or we could just say Rob Morse for short. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I hope you had a good weekend.
It was okay. No. It was okay. We'll talk about it at another time.
Oh, okay. Too much excitement, not fit for the public.
Yeah.
Well, it's wow. I was thinking during the week. Wow, I have to talk with Bill. It was sort of a great week for self-defense last week.
Yeah.
But the anti-gun politicians, the rights restrictors, were just off the chain.
Yeah, it's like when I watch Midnight Express, they use peacocks to sound the alarm. It's like they've got a bunch of peacocks getting them all together, just mixed up and everything. So, what is it that you want to reference in that?
The crazy politicians or the good week for self-defense?
Well, let's save the good week for self-defense for the last part.
Okay. So we'll start with the crazy politicians because, oh my gosh. Well, did you like the crazy politicians in Chicago? How now when they have, and in fact, anywhere in Cook County, it's spread. Anytime they have a gun buyback, the group called Gun Save Lives has gotten so good at like collecting literally old rusted pieces of pipe and calling it the gun and turning it in that now let these guys attend the gun buybacks anymore in Chicago. Because then they use the turn in money as a scholarship to send young people in the area to NRA shooting summer camp.
You know, in Detroit, Rick Ector would get his group together and take more money. Like if they were doing a $100 buyback or a $100 gift card or something, they would take $200 and buy all the viable guns.
And leave the junk for
the cops, yeah.
I love, you know, when you think about it, the cops are blatantly breaking the law. You and I can't stand on a street corner and say, $100 for your guns. We're not a FFL.
Right.
But the cops do it and say, yeah, so you're going to arrest me? Come on. So, in other words, the laws only apply to us, not to you. So that just irritates me a lot. But the fact that somebody used their brains, found a way to outgame dishonest politicians and, frankly, dishonest officers, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, the whole idea of some of these police departments take some of the stuff and then sell it back to the public or sell it to gun shops, right?
Well, now that is true. There are some turn-ins that are different, and some states like Arizona, that's the law. If they collect a gun in a crime, even it's not destroyed. It's okay. At the end of the year, it's hey, police officer. Police department, you want this? Do you want it for training? No, you can't take it home and hide it. Because if you don't want it for the service, then yes, it gets sold. It has to go to an FFL. And I think the money they get from the FFL is used to buy body armor.
Well, you know, now, That seems like a decent cause there.
Yes.
Because they at least now some of the anti-gunners, now when a gun gets sold back to an FFL, the FFL then has to run a background check. So it begins its life again as a gun in the hands of a legitimate gun owner. I don't see any problem with that. I sort of like the idea of them replenishing their body armor with found funds.
What sort of the itchy part here is, and this is where if you ever get involved in this, you want to make sure, okay, police department, did you run all the checks to make sure this isn't a stolen gun? Because when they run that, if the FFL later says, holy Toledo, did you see here where it was, stolen from Kansas? It's stolen property and has to be returned. Now they're out whatever they paid the police department.
Well, now, does that actually happen with those that do that, or does that typically happen with the ones who are out there saying, bring your guns into us and we'll buy them back, no questions asked?
That's interesting. If it's a stolen gun, do you get it back from those police departments? I don't know. Great question, Bill.
Some of them just take them to the shredder, though, right? I mean, some of them just end up being destroyed.
I wouldn't put anything past cities like Chicago, some of the ones in New Jersey or downstate New York. We're going to get to New York in a second. Can I tell you about another crazy politician that caught my eye before the break?
We got 3 minutes. Go.
Okay. One of the gubernatorial candidates in Florida, this one was a Democrat.
Yeah, yeah.
Said she was above the law. She used her emergency powers as a governor. Hey, in the case of emergency, I can make executive, basically commands, executive orders, and I'll say that guns are assault weapons, and then mandate universal background checks on all gun purchases that I deem are used for assault.
Yeah. Dan Zimmerman at Truth About Guns came on the show and talked about
we've decided.
This is like Dean Faber in Animal House, where he calls it double secret probation.
Yes.
She is the double secret probation candidate.
Is there any question? Did Dan have any question about who's really funding her campaign?
You know, that didn't come up. Who do you think? Is it Bloomberg?
I'm sure it is. Absolutely. Or she's vying to be positioned so that if she places well in the primaries, she goes, cool, we just picked up a couple million for my campaign. Oh, Bloomberg would love to pick up Florida. Now then you have to ask, okay, is there a Republican that's going to say, by the way, by executive order, I'm rescinding all these infringements on the Second Amendment?
Well, I mean, that woman, what's her name?
Gwen Graham is her name.
Yeah. I'm going to call her Faber. Dean Faber, she hasn't got a snowball's chance. That's item number one. So I don't think right now in Florida, all of the Democrats are trying to see how far left they can get of each other.
Right.
Any minute now, I think there's going to be one of them step up and go, Comrade Floridians, unite.
Right.
You know, and we'll just take it all the way, you know. Welcome to Red Florida, you know. And
wow.
So, I don't know what the
speaking of which, you know, Craig, did you see you and I saw this, and originally I thought she was just a teacher who was upset. She cut up an AR and she turned it into a short-barreled rifle. Well, then she ran for office and just got skunked. But then somebody went, okay, great. Are we finally going to prosecute her?
Yeah.
Okay. After the break.
I don't think they ever did, but if you do know, I'd like to hear about that. But after the break, yes, we'll bring up some other fun stuff. But yeah, Dean Faber is one of my favorites.
Oh,
and
great.
Rob Morse is my favorite writer, and you can find his stuff at Slow Facts WordPress blog, featured writer at ClashDaily.com, featured writer at MOLand, also podcaster with the Polite Society podcast, and he runs Self Defense Gun Stories, and he is here on Mondays, especially when we can link up on the phones. We always we're playing musical chairs with the phones, but we get it together every time. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented wear counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Radio studio, this is Market Mode. We are talking to Rob Morse, newly crowned alumnus of,
Tactical Response, Camden, Tennessee.
Yes, sir, yeah. I made the mistake of not researching the word enough, and I was just so happy to be part of the alumni. I said I was an alumni, and of course James corrected me on that one.
Alumnus. Yeah. Hey, when did you get a chance to cut that interview?
I had him Right after we had dinner, I was with him for about as long as you see that video.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm glad you guys got a chance to meet up. That's good.
He had said that he was going to wait on us, and then he said, I can't wait on anybody now, and we got there as fast as we could, and then we ran in there, hit the button, shook hands, said thanks, and he was on his Harley and out of there so fast it was pathetic. So
cut the video and ran. Here, I'll edit it later. Well,
cut
good.
The video and ran. So yeah,
you got the essentials.
Got the essentials.
Speaking of cut it and ran, did you cover? I haven't caught up for all your podcasts last week. Did you see where Governor Cuomo, that's the governor of New York, said he wanted to add basically anybody related to a school?
Yeah.
Teachers, counselors, administrators, groundskeepers, bus drivers, any of them can stand in line in a court, meaning they have standing, to ask for an extreme risk protection order?
Yeah. And, the big question for me becomes, where does it end?
Well, what this means is extreme risk protection orders. In theory, you're acting crazy. We need to protect everyone from the crime you haven't committed yet. We're going to take all your guns. Over 90% of those are immediately turned over the first time the defender appears in court and says, what are you guys talking about? Over 90%.
Yep.
So it's wrong 90%+ of the time. But you're still out a lawyer. It's horribly abused in divorce cases. And now Cuomo's saying, hey, what's magic about this is all of the teachers or people related to the school district, I wonder next year, if it's not already in there, are their legal bills when they're countersued going to be covered by the state? So basically, what a Republican defender of the Second Amendment should do is say, cool, but by the way, it's triple damages. So that if you're falsely accused, you not only get your lawyer bills covered, but triple damages to make you more than whole.
Right.
Now it starts looking like a reasonable game to play.
Yeah.
Meaning
if
I'm abused, I get to get even.
In California, they only found 12% of the cases in the gun violence restraining orders in 2017 where only 12% of them were actually upheld.
Right.
And
now that's as of the first appearance in court.
Right.
Usually all that says is, are there grounds to proceed with a legal hearing?
Right.
Because a lot of the times the defendant, because what do they call it? Ex parte. I can be disarmed and never having been charged.
Right.
Right.
Right. So, I saw that and I was just wondering, you know, with Cuomo, I mean, Cuomo wants to be president.
Oh,
and the problem with all of these governors that want to be president, that want to be anti-gun, 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 they've, especially these population center governors like New York State.
Right.
When they get out there beyond their adoring, brainwashed minions who don't know the meaning of, you know, free life or anything like that.
Right.
When they get beyond that and start preaching that, that's a real hard sermon to sell.
Well, look at they figure they need to take New York City, L.A., what would be another, maybe Miami, San Francisco, and they've got the electoral votes. That's why we have an electoral college.
Sure.
Just so that flyover county, flyover country matters again.
Yeah, but I look at these guys and, do you believe that these gun grabbers actually, the thinkers, you know, the backers, the money guys.
Right.
Do they actually look at and understand the true metric of gun ownership in the United States? And do they actually believe that in a nation which was woke enough to elect Trump, that they can float that by there? Because that's the only way they can win is to float it through.
That's their gamble.
Yeah.
Well, see, beautifully enough, It is the Democrat gun owners who will determine whether that will fly for Democrat politicians. Because even, 25% of gun owners register as Democrats, as distinct from independents or Republicans? That's a big percentage of Democrats to lose, whether they vote Republican or just abstain from that presidential ballot.
Right.
They need them. They can't ignore them. Now, here's if I'm really going to put on my cynical hat. Are they trying to win the election or all the campaign donations? Because you can lose and end up a multimillionaire. Just ask Hillary.
Well, the part that becomes the part where you sit back and you're saying, is it just about the money, or is it are they looking for the power? Because they want both.
Right.
They want both, but are we going to try to believe that they'll just settle for the money? I mean, I don't see it. I can see it.
Yeah. Meaning, and so the real question is, Bloomberg so arrogant that he'll fund someone like who has all the baggage of a Cuomo and say, go for it, and find out later that, oops, that was too big a pill to swallow?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, look who he funds. Shannon Watts. And every time I see Shannon Watts get on TV, I'm just thinking, she looks like Lynette Squeaky Fromm from the Manson family.
Well, that could, in fact, be the best news we get in this election cycle.
Yeah.
But we've got some from next week that I want to cover after the break.
Yes, sir.
We had, in some of the news stories, we had two good guys versus one bad guy. Three good guys appeared versus one bad guy. Now, yeah. This is what's interesting. Even when it was the other way, three bad guys versus one armed defender. You and I know who won. Sure.
More after the break. Rob Morris, he writes at his own blog, Slow Facts WordPress blog, and he's also a featured writer at Clash Daily with the quiet, shy, retiring Doug Giles, and at Amoland.com, which is just a veritable stable of people with all kinds of different personalities. In addition to all the podcasting he does all over the place, all the time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
USA Radio News.
A country without borders is not a country at all. We need borders. We need security. We need safety. We have to take care of our people. You take a look at the death and destruction that's been caused by people coming into this country without going through a process. We want a merit-based immigration system.
President Trump earlier today at the White House, he was delivering the keynote address at the National Space Council meeting. The president is still taking heat from both sides of the aisle regarding the zero-tolerance policy on immigration. The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing regarding the Department of Justice IG report that came out Thursday of last week. FBI Director Christopher Wray has a message for everyone working at the FBI.
Objectivity and the appearance of objectivity have to permeate everything we do.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Rob Morse tonight, fellow alumnus, as I am as well, of Tactical Response. Now, has anybody, anybody come to you and said, hey, learned something you didn't know there?
I had a couple guys on Facebook ask me if I was going to do a write-up, and I said, yeah, short answer, it was good, long answer, later, and then a couple of them said, I need to go get me some of that. I'm all, I showed him the page to sign up. That's sure. About it.
Yeah.
That's about it. Hey, Bill, last week, I mean, crazy politicians, it is the season, but I want to talk about how well gun culture did on the street last week. You ready?
Please.
Okay. So you're shopping with your wife. This is last Friday. Just last Friday. I don't even know. I felt good about this one. I didn't think you were able to pick it up quite yet. Everybody's grabbing groceries for Father's Day weekend. And three men approach you and your wife as you're leaving, I think it was a Kroger. And as you get in your car, you kind of notice them, and these three guys are armed. Yikes! So you and your wife figure out you're being robbed, and it wasn't clear whether it was they were there to steal the car or your wallet, but you guys just abandon the groceries, run around the car. The robbers pull out guns. You're behind the car. You pull out yours, too. And everybody goes to work. You shoot all three robbers. They shoot back at you, well, at least for a while. One of the robbers runs away. One just drops to the pavement. And the third runs away, gets hit, and crawls back inside the grocery store. Now, you and your wife are really shaken because, yeah. I'm sorry, 3-on-1, that's no party I want to attend. The great news is you're not shot. The bad news is your car isn't so lucky. You finally get your brains back in your head and call the police. They scoop up the two robbers, take them to the hospital, and that's where they find the third robber who drove away in the getaway car. He was wounded as well. So even 3-on-1, the attitude to survive prevailed. And now, what did you do? You ran away and hid till you could defend yourself.
Right.
It happened to be behind your car. So as you know from the military, defenders have an advantage because they get to run away till they find a little hidey hole, and now you got to try and pry them out of it. So great news for the good guys.
That is great news. And, I mean, it shows a lot of presence of mind. That's the thing that always sort of amazes, because you and I, we go to these classes and everything. We're trying to add to the kit, right? We're trying to add to the toolbox, as they would say. And then most of the time, people like us never get robbed. I think that's probably because we're watching out for it.
And we're probably walking with our head up, eyes not down in the phone.
Right.
And the robbers typically pick up on those clues.
Yep. But then somebody like this, though, and let's say he may have trained years ago. Let's say he's never trained, but whatever. Incredible presence of mind. 3-on-1, and he wins. That's good.
Well,
that's good.
He needed one step, right?
Yep.
He wanted to be around behind the car before the gunfire started. So that's all he needed, and then he went to work because... Hi, you got three robbers out in the open, you're behind a car, and they're looking at a gun barrel? He evened up the odds very quickly.
That's the way, you know, that kind of thing is, that kind of success is it wrong for me to say almost routine? It's almost rule of thumb for these defenders that defend themselves with guns. I very rarely hear of one who tried to defend himself. Except, like, in the case of that one in Nevada, remember the guy that was following? He saw one of a pair of people.
Right.
He followed one in there, and the other one got behind him and shot him.
No, it unfortunately, it happens. And sometimes if homeowners act too late, they, what are you doing in my home? Well, the robber already has a gun out. They're behind, and they don't realize how behind they are.
Yep.
And then they both get shot. They both may serve. You know, once bullets start flying, the odds, and if you're out in the open, are bad.
Yes, they are.
But you're right. There are 20 million licensed concealed carry holders. Many, many more people have a gun in their home for self-defense, as we just mentioned. And when that happens, violence comes as a surprise.
Yeah.
To these concealed carry holders. I mean, I love the description. It's bang. What was that? Was that a gunshot? You hear it again. Bang. Oh, my gosh. Something's happening. A guy's shooting people. And to me, that's when I'm going to call them heroes. Amongst those 20 million concealed carry holders, there are people who walk toward the gunfire.
Right.
Clackamas Mall's classic, right? That's the one that rings out for you and I. But we had another one just last week. Just last week. There was the one at the Oklahoma City. It was at a lakeside restaurant. And it was posted as gun-free. So two people ran to their cars. We're not sure. I'm not sure. And the news didn't cover it. Whether they were going in or coming out of the restaurant when they heard the gunfire, they grab their guns, run inside, and chase the attacker, in this case, a mentally ill man. I mean, he was hearing demons in his TV and from his computer, and that's what he posted online. So not sure if he was on his meds, off his meds, or needed meds. But the attacker came in and shot three perfect strangers just because he was crazy. And these two defenders chased him out of the restaurant into the parking lot. They shot the attacker and didn't then shoot each other. They were looking for crazy behavior, not just someone with a gun.
Right.
Well, that's two armed defenders versus one. When was it? It was today in Seattle. A carjacker carjacks a 16-year-old, injures her, goes to a Walmart, comes inside, shoots up the display case, runs outside, tries to carjack another car. shoots that automobile owner. And there are three people in the parking lot that converge on him and stop him. All of them armed. Now, there are conflicting news reports. Some say there were two armed, but then another person shot him. So earlier reports had three defenders.
Right. Do you think that's going to, the numbers of people responding to this kind of thing, is that going to increase as concealed carry becomes more common? Because it's just going to increase, those numbers are just going to increase.
I think you're absolutely right. And I wanted to cover it. I wrote about it just because if you don't look for it, it'd go, wait a minute. Now, not only was there a greater chance that they would win, a greater chance that there was a, quote, somebody, anybody there, but also it puts paid to the question, well, if there's more than one person with a gun, they'd shoot each other.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Everybody would die in a crossfire. It'd be like the OK Corral, which was not like the OK Corral.
OK Corral, right.
You know, the right. OK Corral. During the time of the OK Corral, the most dangerous place was Tammany Hall, New York City. So anyway.
Interesting.
I digress.
Interesting.
Rob Morris, you can find him as a podcaster, Self-Defense Gun Stories, where he takes actual self-defense incidents that happen every day, and he brings a tactical instructor in there, and they look at this, and they break it down and dissect it and tell you what they think, what was good, what was bad. Of course, the good part was that the good guy prevailed. And then the Polite Society podcast, Ensemble Cast, great stuff. Check them both out, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, wherever you can find a podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the AR 500 on the radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Rob Morse of so many different things. So many media outlets. So, okay, we've had a couple of really good guys. Well, actually, we've had a posse of good guys. How do you want to finish this up?
Well, you inspired something last week.
I wrote
the article called "The Emotional Gap Between Gun Owners and Gun Banners."
Yes, sir.
Did you get a chance to talk about that?
I have, but I want to hear what you got to say about it, because it is, you know, it really becomes a matter of relativity, doesn't it?
Well, yes. But I just wanted to, before we leave, I had to say thank you, because our conversation last week sparked that article.
Yeah.
So for all the times you use mine, I get to say, you know, I should put a footnote, inspired by conversation with Bill Frady.
Yeah, well, just, you know, just picked it up at over chicken.
Right. Before we leave the old topic, if you want to talk about the new, the reason that I'm so inspired by armed citizens defending themselves before the police get there is, you could call it dynamics, you could call it the timeline, because the police get there after everybody runs away from the initial shooting. You're hiding, you're safe out in the parking lot, and you go, oh, wow, I wonder if anybody called the police. So you do. Well, that's 2 minutes after the shooting starts, and now it's another 12 minutes before the police get there. That's a lot of people that have a chance to be shot,
yeah,
whether it's a crime or mass murder. And actually, it turns out the difference is a dozen lives, depending on whether somebody on scene stops the killer or at least engages him, or if we have to wait for the police to do that. And the reason I wrote that article is nobody's talking about that dozen. And you and I and our listeners now are sensitive to go, hey, there was a civilian there. Three people got shot. Yeah, but it wasn't. Isn't that sad? Right. But it wasn't 15, which is what you'd expect if we waited for the police.
Well, I mean, when the...
And that's no knock on the police. It's just time. They can't.
Well, they're not everywhere. I mean, there's one cop for every 19,000 of us, so the likelihood they're going to be around when something starts happening, not very likely. So, you know, we have to be our own first responders, and we have to be the one to disrupt the pattern, because a unmolested shooter like this, an unmolested rampage killer, is just going to keep going until he has to change his focus.
Right.
And it's up to somebody there to change his focus.
Right, isn't that? Who thought that we were doing mind control in the 9-millimeter wavelength?
Yeah. Hey, look over
here. When the signal absolutely, positively must go through.
Yes.
a communication device, jam-proof.
Jam-proof.
Right.
It comes down for me to thinking that what if I'm not there for me and mine, right?
Right.
And if I'm not there, then I hope somebody is, because until that intrepid gun handler, that intrepid gun carrier, gets in there and engages the guy, he's going to be able to do whatever he wants as long as he wants. He's probably already resolved in his head that he's going to be dying today. We owe it to him to make sure it happens quicker than he planned on it. Just to save the lives of the people that don't have anything to do with it. Just innocent, just there.
Right. I that's how you and I think about it. I was trying to figure out why the people who want to ban guns, and it's not just the politicians, they may have political motives, but what are the people with emotional motives? I think they feel like a herd of zebra.
Right.
As long as they blend in, they feel safe.
Right.
Which at some of the pride parades starts to look a little funny, but but as long as they're within their herd and accepted by their herd, they go, well, the herd will protect me, and the police will come save us.
Yeah,
and they cling to that. And the idea that there's a sheepdog there is actually frightening to them. You and I don't understand it, but I think at the emotional level, they've got an emotional commitment to that, is the real gap between us.
And they would, you know, in a moment where they thought they were safe, and they would turn us over. You know that, right? They say, "Hey, he's got a gun. Is he supposed to have a gun?" And we'd be looking at him like, "Can you just mind your own business there, Snowflake? I mean, leave me alone. I mean, I wasn't bothering you. I'm just here drinking my coffee or whatever."
Right.
But I mean, that mentality bothers me simply because it's so correct the way you described it.
Well, isn't it? And let's carry it. I'm going to go the extra half step for extra credit.
Sure,
you tell
me. Sure.
So Father Flager, the guy out of the anti-gun priest out of Chicago.
Yeah.
We just found out that he's got armed bodyguards.
Yep.
And so the anti-gun herd goes, "Guns are bad." You go, "Well, what about your political leaders who have them?" "Well, they're different." And the anti-gun priest, "Oh, he's one of us." His armed bodyguards, you know, then they get that look like they ate too much ice cream, and you get a brain cramp, and you go, "Well, come on, tell me, which is it?"
That's you know, according to the diocese that he's a father in, none of them have armed security, except Father Flager clearly does. And I would be surprised if, you know, Rambo doesn't get a little bit of funding to shoot that way from Bloomberg and
right.
To make sure Father Flager is okay. Sort of a la Alyssa Milano at the NRA.
Right.
She had armed guards there that wish I had run across them. I really do.
So did Mansour, the anti-gun march in D.C. She had armed guards.
Sure.
And we know that Flager did because the guy got arrested. He didn't have all his paperwork for the gun he had.
Did he actually have it out? Is that how he got caught with it?
Yeah, he loaded up he flashed everybody on the street, and one of the cops went, "Excuse me?" But that, you've heard this. Does this, God, we needed to drink more beer, Bill, and talk about this. We never,
yeah.
But we got to need another excuse. Someone said that gun owners are a pack. Anybody can contribute to the welfare of the pack. The front, the sides, the back. But people who feel anti-gun have a herd mentality, where the sin is to stand out. In the herd of zebra, you want to move as a herd so no one gets singled out.
Well, you know, here's the thing about that mentality, okay?
Yeah.
That type of a herd, now, sometimes that herd, they'll have young, and they're singled out there because they're young. and they're easier to catch, right? Or then maybe they you know, after a few of them get caught and consumed, maybe the younger ones, they get a little more. But then what happens if one of them hurts its legs or something? Then it becomes easier to catch, so then it gets singled out. And then sooner or later, they're just going to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, so then it gets singled out. Then if you've made it all the way through all this time, then you're going to get older, and then you're going to be slower, and then you're going to get singled out. So there is no way to stay in the middle of the herd forever. And I've sort of changed this whole, for me, being a sheepdog is not, I prefer to think of myself as a very civilized wolf.
Okay. You're a wolf with empathy.
I am. I will deal with the wolves in a much wolfier way than they're capable of understanding.
Isn't that... I'm willing to live with wolves. I like it. I like
civilized
it.
Wolves. Hey, we're refined wolves.
Well, sometimes I'll drink beer. Sometimes I'll upgrade to, top shelf, but not too often.
Make no mistake about it, though, folks. When you see me and Morse around, whether we're together or single, we're very dangerous now. We are very dangerous now. We were dangerous to begin with. Now we're more dangerous. So
now that we're alumni, indeed.
Now that we are alumni. So, Rob Morse, you can catch him on the Polite Society podcast as part of the ensemble. You can catch him on Self Defense Gun Stories talking about all this good stuff we were talking about earlier. You can read his stuff at Slow Facts WordPress blog. You can read his stuff when they print it for him at Ammoland.com and ClashDaily.com and all the other aggregators that get his stuff together. Go give it a look. It's well worth it. His phrase is, I gave you 600 words. Give me a thumbs up. That's all he wants. Give it to him. Give it to him.
My pleasure, Bill. Talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.